We're going to cause trouble.
Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. Obviously, there's going to be deals left and right before Friday's trade deadline in the NHL. And they started popping like on Wednesday. The Oilers got Adam Henrique and Sam Carrick from the Ducks. Edmonton traded its 24 first-round pick and a 25 conditional fifth-rounder to Anaheim. And obviously, that becomes a fourth-rounder if the Oilers win the Cup. They're also the Oilers receiving a seventh-round pick from the Ducks. Henrique and Carrick are unrestricted free agents. Henrique's 34 now. He can do it all. He has 42 points in 60 games this season, averages around 17 and a half minutes of ice time. He can play the power play. He can penalty kill. He can do it all. Think of his career. He reached 20 goals three times with the Ducks, three times with the Devils. He was an original Devil. In 2012, he got the Devils to the Stanley Cup Final with an overtime goal in Game 6 against the Rangers in the Eastern Conference Finals. He was the number 7 player on the board for the trade deadline. He carried a $5.8 million cap hit. As for Carrick, he's 31. This guy can hit. He's a checking forward. 11 points in 61 games. He only plays around 12 and a half minutes of ice time. The Oilers have been one of the best teams in the NHL after they started the season so slowly. And then Woodcroft, their coach, got whacked after 13 games. But then they went with Chris Knobloch, and the Oilers have gone, you know, on a tear, winning over 35 games. And, you know, they constantly have winning streaks. They had a 16-game winning streak. They've had multiple 5-game winning streaks. They were just on one this week. So a lot of people think they're going to win the Stanley Cup. The Ducks have been shopping Henrique for 3 years. They put him on waivers in 21, but then they brought him back after nobody put in a claim on him. And I think he's going to light it up with that Oiler team with all their skill and speed and talent and the way they move the puck and the way they can put it in the net. They're crazy. And in terms of stress, you play against them, you're skating backwards the whole game. Obviously, the Panthers, one of the best teams in the league, went to the finals last year. They made a huge move early this week in getting Vladimir Tarasenko from Ottawa to go to Sunrise and play for the Panthers. I mean, this guy is a top six winger. Massive playoff experience. He has 44 goals and 64 points in 97 career postseason games. He won the Cup with St. Louis in 2019, had 11 goals during that run. And, you know, the Panthers, there's a lot of teams that are going after, and I think they were too, Jake Guentzel, Riley Smith of the Penguins. Those guys are probably going to get moved before the deadline, but the Panthers get huge grades because of what they dealt to Ottawa. The Panthers GM Bill Zito was aggressive back in 22. They moved on from Frankie Vetrano and Owen Tippett, along with two first-rounders. They had Ben Chariot and Claude Giroux. They won in the first round but lost and got swept in the second round that postseason. And they thought that he was too aggressive at the deadline. Then they entered the 22-23 season limited by their cap situation before they went on a postseason run that started with them winning the Eastern Conference final wild card spot, then beating the top-seeded Bruins, and then they went on to reach the Stanley Cup final. And remember, the Bruins had the best regular season record in NHL history, and the Panthers still kicked their ass last year. So this guy knows how to deal. He knows what he needs, and he goes and gets what he wants. They still have $3 million in dead cap space money. They can make a run at another player before Friday. And they think Tarasenko can put him over the top. And then Ottawa still has to pay 50% of his salary. Florida sent Ottawa a conditional 24 fourth round pick and a 25 third round pick. And if the Panthers win the Stanley Cup this season, the 24 fourth round pick becomes a 26 third round pick. And like I said, Ottawa has to pay half his salary. So Vegas made a deal as well. They landed Anthony Mantha, sending a 24 second-round pick and a 26 fourth-round pick to the Capitals. The Caps retained 50% of Mantha's salary, and this is a great move for Kelly McCrimmon and the Knights front office. They did it a year ago, same thing. Mark Stone, remember, was moved to long-term injured reserve. He had a back surgery, and then he got the cap space that came with moving him to long-term injured reserve. And they got Ivan Barbashev, the unrestricted free agent. And he played a role in getting them their first Stanley Cup for sure. And then Vegas and Barbashev did a five-year contract worth $5 million annually. They had to do the same thing again this year. Stone went to the long-term injured reserve list because he had an upper body injury. It freed up $7.2 million cap space, and then they could do anything they wanted. They decided on Mantha, and they think it's the same thing as Barbashev. And they've done this before. Like, they've seen it with Aiden Hill, Jack Eichel, Alex Pietrangelo, Barbashev, Stone, guys that just go into the lineup and do things, and then they win. And that the sum is greater than all the little parts, right? The ninth player on their roster has more than 10 goals this season, and the 12th guy with more than 20 points. Mantha's third 20-goal season came while playing for a team that was in last place in the Eastern Conference in goals. So, and then they only have to pay half of it. I mean, they'll have $4.4 million in dead cap space left. Bottom line. And the Knights didn't have to part with any of their first-round picks to get this guy and get him to the finish line in the playoffs. And they could even go get another player before the deadline. For dealing Mantha, the Caps move back into the second round of the summer's draft this year. And they had originally traded their second rounder. And they're going to have all kinds of draft capital over the next 3 years. They have 23 draft picks over the next three seasons. And they have unrestricted free agents like Nick Dowd, Joel Edmondson, and Max Pacioretty. And they could deal them and get even more draft picks. Since we never get to spend that much time on hockey, I wanted to set you up with all the great games that are going to go on starting tonight through the weekend. Like, you got Ovechkin and Crosby. Their saga continues in their rivalry as the Caps go to PPG to take on the Penguins tonight. How about Leafs and Bruins at the Garden in Boston? It doesn't get any better than that. The Flames are playing the Lightning down at Amalie in the Gulf Coast. Flyers, Panthers, and Sunrise should be pretty violent and thick. Blues, Devils in Jersey, of course. Travis Green now running the Devils after they got rid of Lindy Ruff. The Devils, it's now or never for them. They better start winning, and immediately. The Habs and Canes hook up in Raleigh tonight. Oilers and Jackets in Columbus. That should be easy pickings for Edmonton. The Sabres are in Smashville to take on the Predators, who finally had their winning streak snapped this week. Montreal beat them in overtime. The Wild and Coyotes are at the college rink out in Tempe. How about Canucks and Golden Knights in Sin City to make it a beautiful day in Las Vegas, baby? Now that's a game. Both of these teams are going to be dangerous in the playoffs and have a shot at the Western Conference Finals or the Stanley Cup Finals. The Senators are in L.A., la-la-la-la-la-la, Lipstick City against the Kings. And the Islanders are out west at the Shark Tank against the lowly San Jose Sharks. Tomorrow night, Friday night, you got the Wild and Avalanche. I think that's going to be a really good game at the Ball Arena in Denver. The Wings and Yotes in Tempe, so the Yotes go back-to-back. How about the Stars and Ducks on the pond in Anaheim? Now that they've traded Henrique, we'll see what the Ducks look like. And the Jets and Kraken hook up at Climate Pledge in Seattle in the Pacific Northwest. Saturday's going to be unbelievable. How about a day game on ABC? The Penguins and Bruins hooking up at the Garden. Oilers and Sabres in Shavanov to Buffalo. That's a day game as well. So are the Canes and Devils at the Rock in Newark, 12:30. Another one in the afternoon. Predators and Jackets in Columbus, OH, baby. And then later in the afternoon, Flames and Panthers down in Sunrise. Bring your sunblock. And then you got Leafs and Canadiens at nighttime at the Bell Center in Montreal. There's a rivalry. That one should be delicious. How about Flyers Lightning down in Tampa Bay? Both of these teams have had really good seasons. Tortorella's done a hell of a job in Philadelphia. Let's see what the Lightning can muster against them. The Blackhawks and Bedard go to D.C. to see Alex and the Capitals. The Senators and Sharks hook up in San Jose. They've both been finished for a while. Now they're dealing players. Blues and Rangers at the world's most famous. That'll be a good one at the Garden in New York. I know the Rangers have their eyes set on Gensel. Jets and Canucks in Vancouver Saturday night at 10 East. How about this one? Detroit and Vegas at the T-Mobile in Sin City. I mean, I think that's just going to be a fantastic hockey game. And Stars Kings in L.A. at the Crypt. It doesn't end there. How about Sunday? You got a matinee. The Oilers go to PPG in Pittsburgh to see Crosby and the Penguins on TNT at 1 o'clock. Predators and Wild at 3:30 to follow a doubleheader on TNT. Flames and Canes in Raleigh at 5 o'clock Sunday. The Yotes are in Chicago on the west side of the United Center. And then the Islanders Ducks on the pond at 8 o'clock Sunday night. So everything's happening. Trade deadlines, deals, and then great games from tonight all the way through Sunday night.